The Hidden History of Guns and the Second Amendment, written by Tom Hartman, narrated by Scott Brick.
To the memory of my friend, Clark Stinson.
Forward by Mike Farrell. Years ago, probably the late 70s, I went to a fundraising event in Los Angeles to hear Reverend George Regas, one of the founders of the Interfaith Center to Reverse the Arms Race. I remember being struck by a unique part of his fundraising pitch that day. He said that our society's priorities are upside down. Human existence is being endangered by the makers of war, so in a rational society, those working for peace should be funded by the government, while the Pentagon has bake sales to raise its budget. He said it better than that, but the idea stuck with me. And when I think about it, so many of the things we do in this country tell me he's right. The official policies are too often counterproductive in a society that claims to respect the dignity of each individual, in a state that claims to believe in equality and says it intends to promote the general welfare. The general welfare means, roughly, taking care of the needs of the common citizen. And that's us, folks. But take a look at poverty, climate change, health care, racial and gender equity, the proliferation of guns. Name your issue. Whatever it is,